Thank you, Bob, and good morning. 2014 is shaping up to be the year of cybersecurity. With each new data breach or hacking operation we hear about, tech companies are scrambling to fix the problem and cash in. Waltham security firm Bit9 has acquired Carbon Black as it reinvents itself to respond to cyber attacks as well as preventing them. The company has also raised a new round of venture capital, bringing its total to $120 million. Meanwhile, a young Boston Israeli startup called CyberReason is emerging as a leader in profiling hacker behavior. In the end, it's probably an unwinnable arms race, but it could be good for business. In other innovation news, two more life sciences IPOs in Boston. This time, it's Flexion Therapeutics and Concert Pharmaceuticals going public and raising a total of $150 million. Nationally, there have been at least 17 biotech IPOs already this year. Our startup of the week is Swirl. The Boston mobile company is rolling out its in-store location technology with retailer Alex and Ani. The idea, which is starting to gain traction around the country, is to send offers to customers' phones based on where they are in the store. And lastly, if you're looking to escape real life on this Valentine's Day, you might try Love Lines. The mobile app for women lets you take part in an interactive love story by exchanging text messages with a fictional guy. I'm guessing the app is not super popular with husbands and boyfriends, even fictional ones. From the X-Economy Newsroom in Kendall Square, this is Greg Wong for WGBH Boston Public Radio.